In the studio with us now, Dalton Savage is back. I call him an energy choice expert, but he spends a lot of his time making sure that he's current on all the information that relates to us choosing electric rates and how to do so, what the PUC can do for you and how they can help you, and monitoring what the utilities are up to around here. He's from Sealands Grove, and this is probably, what, your third or fourth time here, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, three or four.
Okay, and we're nearing the end of the year, so that kind of has a factor in people's lives if they're choosing electricity, because you may have to change a contract or do something else. Inflation is driving up energy costs like everything else. But when it comes to energy and somebody says next year, how about this? I can do the whole show. Next year, you just never know.
That's correct.
Okay.
None of us know.
Who needs an expert? All right. All right. Well, let's kind of start at the beginning. As we approach the end of the year, is this important to some customers that they reexamine and look and shop and so on?
PP&L changes their rates twice a year, December 1st and June 1st. They just increased their rates from 12.3 cents a kilowatt hour to 14.6 effective December 1st. I've been getting a lot of calls from people. And I actually put together an Excel spreadsheet, which I think you're going to try and post on your website.
Yep, on the podcast
later on.
Page.
And it helps people on a 8.5 by 11 page to calculate what they're paying now, what they're going to pay in the future, and then there are some shopping options to save some money at the bottom of the sheet. You have a 1, 2, and 3 year option I listed on the sheet.
All right, and if you're choosing PPL's rate, you're going to pay about 14 cents a kilowatt hour next year, but you can do a little better than that by shopping around.
The current best rate, as I define it, there are some rates that you can get for 1 month, but a lot of people don't want to shop monthly. On my spreadsheet, I list rates. 1 year right now, the cheapest rate out there with no cancellation fee and no monthly fee is 11.89 cents. For 2 years, it's 11.98. For 3 years, and I can't figure this out, it's 11.78.
Well, maybe since they know they got you locked in, they're willing to offer a little bit better rate.
That may be it, or they may know something about the future that we don't, or at least think they might.
All right, that would lock it in at 11 months, or at 11.78. Right, but you don't know. Electric rates might go down. One of our good listeners just called our talk show and say they're paying 7 cents a kilowatt hour because they were locked in, you know, way back when. That could happen again, right?
Anything could happen. Like back in 2018, I think 7 cents was a going rate, and there were people that locked in for 2, 3, 4 years back at that time. But when their contract expires now, the best rate on the Public Utility Commission site for 1, 2, or 3 years is somewhere right around 11.8, depending upon if you go 12, 23, or 36 months.
All right, and if you're a person that tell me about people that won't shop for electricity.
I can't figure that out.
When I know the same people. They're literally the smartest people in the world. You know, they know how to fix stuff and to do stuff, and computers don't vex them, and yet they won't shop for electricity, and they literally lose thousands of dollars a year.
There are a lot of older people that don't have computers, and it's a little bit cumbersome to shop, especially if you aren't familiar with the website. The website, the one I use, is papowerswitch.com, all one word, and it's maintained by the Public Utility Commission. There are 42 companies that provide up to 115 options as of today, could change tomorrow. But you have anything from one company that says for a flat rate, they'll give you all the electricity you want, to up to, I think the most expensive one in Pennsylvania right now is 27.5 cents a kilowatt hour.
And you have your other choices, too. You can choose to, if you want to favor nuclear power, you know, PPL uses nuclear a lot. So you could choose green energy. If you say I want it all generated by windmills and solar, you can pick that.
The Public Utility Commission site does list, especially for the green energy companies, they'll say right on the website, It's 100% clean. In the past, they've been generally a little more expensive, but that's no longer true. As far as most generation plants today are natural gas. And as the price of natural gas goes up, the plants charge you more because they're paying more for the fuel to generate your electricity.
Okay, so there's you really just and monthly. Let's suppose you really wanted to stay on top of this, and you are interested in paying the least that you have to for electric power. Monthly is the way to go.
There are, in my opinion, there are four things to consider when you want to shop for electricity: the cost of the kilowatt hour. A kilowatt hour, most people don't understand what it is. I'm not an engineer. The way I describe it is an old 100-watt light bulb turned on for 10 hours. That's 1,000 watts or 1 kilowatt. So you're paying 14.6. If you leave your front porch light on all night, it's going to cost you 14.6 cents. The other concerns are your usage. How much do you use? Your time. What is your time worth? If you have a lot of time and you want to go shopping every month, you can do it. You don't know after the first month what the second month is going to be until you get your bill. It's called a variable rate, and they can change it month by month, and they don't give you advance notice on the variable rates. The fixed rate companies will send you a letter. If you sign up for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, they will send you a letter approximately 45 days before your contract expires saying, thank you for being our customer, thank you for sending us your money, and we'll send you another letter in 2 weeks to tell you what we're going to charge you next year. Most people get that letter, and the rates are generally higher. A lot of people don't remember who they sign up for. They think it's they get the letter, they see an address or a name they don't recognize, they throw it out, and then they get a bill for double what they've been paying on a monthly rate.
Yeah, and I think some of these companies are pretty shady, too. They send out letters to families and say, thank you so much for choosing us. You know, sign down here and call here to activate your savings, even though you never heard of them before in your whole life. The PUC must be obligated to reveal the names of electric customers because people get these things in the mail.
That is a requirement. Utilities throughout the state are required to provide some basic information, your name, your address, and your kilowatt hour usage.
Right about now, 11 cents a kilowatt hour is about the average that folks are paying?
Depends when you signed your contract. People that signed 3 years ago, some of them are still paying 7 cents. When I was here in May, I think, the rates we're just coming, the end of May was the end of the 8 cents kilowatt hour, and it went up to 12.3, which it has been since June of this year to December of this year. People are paying 14.6. The average is like asking people, what's your average usage? And everybody, you have electric heat, central air, swimming pools, dehumidifiers. You're in a small apartment, and you're in the middle with people above you and on either side. You have electric heat, you don't have electric heat. If you have gas, there are many, many variables.
You can average it, but it's not really an
I think the Pennsylvania average, I think throughout the state, I just saw that yesterday, was 11.63 from last year to this year, if you average the whole state. Cheapest rates in the state right now are actually PECO, Philadelphia Electric, and no utility owns a power plant anymore. They're totally separate electric generation companies. And PECO in the past has had a lot of nuclear plants. So I don't know how many years of contracts they have with those plants. Now, eventually, everything goes up. But right now, PECO is only 9.6 cents.
With inflation marching on, is that why the cost of electricity is creeping up?
The cost of the fuel that supplies the plants.
So that's driving this, not necessarily inflation as a whole. That might be part of it. I would think the fuel would be the biggest expense at a power plant.
Fuel is by far the most expensive.
Can you still favor a power plant? You know, I want my electricity from the natural gas plant in Shamokin Dam or the nuclear plant at Berwick or Washingtonville. Can I pick a plant?
Can't pick a plant.
Okay.
PPNO goes out, and just like you're buying electricity, they go out and they buy a whole lot more, and they have signed contracts with companies. They're the company of default or last person that you can get if you don't shop. You default to your home utility company, wherever that may be, Citizens Electric in Bloomsburg, Philadelphia area, PECO, Duquesne, if you're out in the Pittsburgh area.
Well, sure, we have Citizens Electric in Lewisburg as well, and Watsontown, I believe, owns their own power distribution. They don't generate any, but they buy it.
Correct.
And, there's some other. I think Catawissa might be another one of these independent
communities. You're very up to date on that.
So, well, I just remembered. So, okay. So, are other states cheaper? Would it be cheaper for us to buy our power in Delaware?
If you lived in the cheapest state rate average cost in the United States right now is Idaho, is 10 cents a kilowatt hour. That's the average in there.
Well, but you can't buy electricity from there, so that doesn't work. Okay, even though the grid interconnects everybody. All right, so walk folks through step by step how to shop for electricity.
The best thing to do is to sign on to the computer to papowerswitch.com. The screen comes up. They ask you your zip code. You
have your electric bill ready, right?
Have your electric bill. They ask you your zip code. Then the second question is, two companies come up, PECO and PPL. You pick PPL. I'm not sure why PECO shows up. And then there's a screen that pops up that says you can change. They default and put in a dummy number of 700 kilowatt hours a month for the average. I think numbers I've seen recently, the average is more like 850, but again, it varies house to house. And then the screen comes up with a list of the power company. You can go in there and change how it's sorted. It generally comes up alphabetically. I go in and sort it low to high cost. Then you just scroll down through the companies. Two things you have to look for is you want no cancellation fee, so if the prices do go down, you can get out of your contract and you don't have a financial penalty. The other thing a lot of companies have been doing recently is adding a monthly fee, and it's in the small print, and when you call and ask, if you see yes at that question on the PUC site that says monthly fee, it can range anywhere from $10 a month to $2 a day. And some you can see the same number per kilowatt hour on two companies, and you can see a $60 difference in your bill because one may charge a monthly fee of $2, and they don't show that. They're just multiplying the 700 kilowatt hours times whatever the cost is.
So can you check off that monthly fee that you don't want that, filter those out?
Find another company.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. Just do that just because you should. Under those circumstances. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. PAPowerSwitch.com. Any more wisdom to pass along here before we wrap up?
If you can post that Excel spreadsheet, yep, I created, take a look at it. I have three things there for people who are currently paying 8 cents. I show what you a way to calculate what your bill is. You basically take your kilowatt hours and plug it into the formula. If you don't do Excel, if you can multiply, you can just fill in the numbers on the spreadsheet, and then I show you what it would be for if you plug in your kilowatt hours for 14.6 PPL's current rate, and then I give you three options at the bottom, and the rates those companies change. The list I had published last week, there are three totally different companies this week.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so you do want to shop around and maybe keep them. And one of our listeners says, what about, I have a broker named Ambit. They do my shopping for me. Do you recommend those? What are your thoughts about that kind of brokers that help you out?
There are people in some towns. They have people that, and I've never used Ambit. My personal opinion, if you look, they generally, on the PUC site, they seem, in my opinion, to lean to a higher cost.
Okay. So you're paying somebody along the way for that.
I think some of the people get free electricity if they get so many new customers, or they get a stipend. I'm not sure how Ambit works.
That might be the way to go. Okay. Well, thank you so much for all your information. Dalton Savage is from Sealands Grove, and expert on searching through these utilities, always very informed on that. We'll try to put that spreadsheet, I can at least put a picture of the spreadsheet on our website.